When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to On the Rise, a podcast about female college tennis players on the way up. On the Rise serves compelling stories and unique voices in women's college tennis. This is your host, Perry Scheinen. In this episode of On the Rise, I will be speaking with Auburn sophomore Angela Okotoyi, who became the first player from Kenya in nearly 50 years to win the African Games in March. With this victory, Angela qualifies for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games as long as she can earn a top 400 ranking by June 10th. Welcome to another episode of On the Rise podcast. This is your host, Perry Scheinen, and today I'm joined by Angela Okotoyi from Auburn Women's Tennis. Angela, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's your week going?
Not bad. Could be better, but all good.
So obviously you're coming off a really exciting period in your life on the tennis court. You just became the first player from Kenya in 48 years to capture the African Games gold medal. What did that feel like to lift that trophy?
It felt really nice to lift the All-African Games trophy for Kenya. And it was a childhood dream. So me being able to see myself in the podium, then playing the anthem, Kenyan anthem, was just surreal. And I was just happy just to show young kids from Kenya and Africa that whatever you put your mind to, you can actually achieve it and just believe in yourself. And yeah, just keep going.
And I've heard you talk about how you visualize before matches and how you really visualize this title. How long had you been dreaming of this?
I've been dreaming of this, I think, since last year. Like, before I go to bed, I just imagine myself being in the finals and winning that match point. Like, not even first round or second round, just the finals. So, like, yeah, just my reaction after winning. And that's exactly the same reaction I did after I won. So, like, it was just something great.
The semifinals was no easy task. You take down world number 70, Meyer Sheriff, in over 4 hours.
Yeah.
How did you get through that?
Wow. I don't know. I think it's God. Yeah. Because like after the match, I was not tired at all. Like I even asked my coach and my team, like, what's the time? They're like, Angie, it's 2 p.m. because we started playing at 10. And they're like, Angie, you've been playing for almost 4 hours. I was like, really? Because I didn't feel like fatigue or anything. Like I was normal. So like I would just say it's just God because it was the drive in that match. But like, yeah, the match was really competitive. Maya Sheriff is a good player, like with the ranking, like she's good. But I feel like I got it to her and just showed her that no weakness, that's the thing I use. So like, yeah, I showed that and I was just into the match. Like I knew that I can actually beat her. Like I belong there and like I know what I'm capable of doing. So like I was just going to the match and just telling myself that just play your tennis. Don't think what she's going to do. Just focus on each point, one point at a time, and the results will come. And just, yeah, just enjoy. And that's what I did.
And you were down a set in 5-2. Were you enjoying it at that moment?
Oh, yeah. Set in 5-2. I was not enjoying. I was crying, actually. I went to my bench and I just put a towel on my face and I was crying and just telling myself that I cannot lose like this. Because in the first set, I was like 4-1 up and I lost the set. So I was like, Angie, you can actually do this.
And you showed no weakness.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah.
Where does that come from for you?
I think within me and just my grandmother is my drive. So like, I was just thinking of her and just how she sacrifices a lot for our family and that she never gives up and just the way she fights for us. I feel like that's what kept me going during the match.
Before you captured this title, a lot of media outlets had covered your journey from coming from a childhood where sometimes you didn't have enough to eat. How did you still train through that?
When I was young, it was really tough. And I feel like my uncle actually introduced us to tennis and he just felt like, because I have a twin sister actually. Yeah. So like my uncle felt like, let me just take these two girls into a tennis court and just remove them from all the struggles we were facing at home back then and just let them play tennis. And I feel like tennis is what I loved, and that really kept me from all the negative things that were happening back then. So I feel like that's how I came through, and that's how I just kept going.
Did it add pressure knowing that the tennis court was kind of your way out?
No, it did not add any pressure, because I just knew that tennis was just a sport I was going to play and I enjoyed it. So like, it didn't add any pressure to me.
And so what does your twin sister do now?
Oh, my twin sister, she's in a junior college in Arkansas. Yeah, so she's a tennis player too.
Very cool. And did you two play doubles together growing up?
Oh, yeah, we did play doubles a lot. And actually, we played doubles during the Billie Jean Group 3 last year, and we won.
How special is it to share the court with her?
It's so special, although we fight. We fight on the court, but it's a sister thing. But it's a good fight, though. We just bring out the best from each other, and it's just fun.
What was that competition like growing up?
Actually, when we began, she was the one winning me, so... It was okay, but like, I feel like we don't have this bad blood. Like, we wish each other well. If I win her, she's like, ah, that's nice. And like, she tries to improve, and I try to like encourage her. So it's like a good blood. So if I win or when she wins, we just keep motivating each other.
And what was her reaction when you won the African Games?
She was impressed. Yeah, she was happy. She called me. She was like, Angie, like, this is huge. She believes in me a lot, and I'm grateful for that.
And it's really cool also to see other sisters in college tennis. So my younger sister, as we talked about before, a sophomore on the Michigan tennis team, and we would grow up and we would have so many fights on the court. It was endless. And now we're best friends. So it does work out. And I feel like the sport brings us together in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But gosh, when we were young, it just had a few cracked rackets because of it.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. And so besides your grandmother, did you have any role models on court?
Serena Williams, she's still my role model. I just like how she fights on court, how she never gives up. And she's a Black woman too. And also her background kind of resonates with mine. And I would go continental, so Ons Jabeur. Yeah, like she's someone I look up to. I mean, she's an African doing amazing thing for our continent and for her country. And yeah, I just want to achieve what she has achieved and even better. I just like how she's changing this narrative for African tennis players and just showing the world that we actually have an African tennis players who are good.
And after you won the African Games, she literally sent you a message on Instagram congratulating you.
I was starstruck. I was in my bed waking up, seeing her message, and that just made my day.
You were already on the rise this year when you became the first woman from Kenya to win a 25K.
Yeah.
How did that help set you up to then win the African Games?
I really like playing at home with the home crowd and all that. So I was just grateful that my federation managed to arrange that tournament. And it was really great for me because I was actually playing with good players, like good ranking players. Top 500, 400, 300. It prepared me pretty well during the All African Games because it just boosted my confidence even more, knowing that I can actually compete with the best and knowing that my tennis has improved since. It has actually improved ever since I joined ABBA. So like, it's such a good thing. And also my physique, it's more stronger now. So yeah.
How many days a week do you lift?
Minimum is twice, but maximum is three.
So why did you choose Auburn?
I chose Auburn because I just like how their training regime was and just how everyone in the team had the same mentality of after college to turn pro and not just to finish. And that's what I really wanted, just to have this environment where we're all competitive and wanting to achieve more after college and not just finish after college.
That's awesome. And so your freshman year, you won 15 matches for Auburn. And of course, I'm sure that you have higher expectations for this sophomore campaign, but 15 matches isn't bad. Your freshman season, what was that transition like from juniors to college?
I would say the transition from juniors to college was different. College in general, I feel like the matches go by so quick, like everything is quick. So it was really tough for me at first to like adjust. But when the matches kept going, I learned and realized that, yeah, it's just how it is and there's nothing I can do but just adapt to it. And I feel like that really helped me. And with the team around me, they helped me a lot during my freshman year. And yeah, it made it better for me.
It does add pressure to have to get to four first, of course. A clay court-based player like you, then having to play more aggressive, did you learn how to kind of step in and finish points early when you had to get to four first?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even before joining college, my goal was to always like step in because I'm an aggressive baseliner. So like trying to take the balls early and not giving my opponent like time. So I would say like coming to hard court was different because I grew up in a clay place. So balls were coming slower than hard court. So it was hard that but like I just had to adapt and being low. I mean, I'm tall, so I have to be low. I'll shank everything, but yeah, it was nice.
What were those first few practices like? Had you played a lot on hard court besides in tournament play?
No. Only when I'm about to play like a hard court tournament, that's when I would practice on hard court. But other than that, I would just practice on clay. Yeah, so it was different.
That's very impressive. You are currently ranked 531 in the world, which is not too shabby at all. Of course, you have to get into the top 400 by June 10th if you want to play in the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
What is your plan to do that?
I'm in college, so it's tough for me. So I have to adhere to college. Like I signed to play for them. So I have to play for them first and then the tournaments will follow. But as of now, I have a tournament in Charlottesville on the 22nd April. So that's my first tournament. And after that, we're going to see. But it's just tough being a student athlete to get into these tournaments because it's not like I'm playing regular tournaments like every time. So my ranking isn't the best to get into these tournaments.
Right. And you probably still have to qualify in, right?
Yeah, I still have to qualify.
And that's the thing. I mean, it adds another three matches to your belt that you need to get through. Right.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Going into the classroom for a moment, what are you studying?
As of now, I'm majoring in business administration.
Very cool. What do you hope to do with it?
I just like to be my own boss. I don't like to be employed or be told what to do. So that's why I chose that. And also, I have a brand, AO. It's my clothing logo. So I wanted to like grow and just being able to learn more about business management and how to manage a business. That's why I chose it. And I feel like it's just going to help me with my brand and my logo.
How did that come to be?
It wasn't my idea at first, but someone just reached out to me and was like, Angie, I have a logo for you, AO, and I liked it. And they just gave me tips. And then I just felt like I should pursue it and just make it my thing. But even before joining college, like I wanted to major in merchandising, but it was too tough. So I was like, okay, let me do something that's close to that. So business management was something I felt was close to it.
So I was actually going to go into sports fashion had I not become a broadcaster. So I feel very connected to the fashion community. Are you currently selling this brand?
As of now, no. I'm just wearing it and seeing people's expression. And if they like it, if more people like it, then I will sell it. Yeah.
That is so cool. How are you enjoying in general the college experience? Is it different than you imagined or is it pretty much the same?
I would just say it's the same, but even better like than I imagined. Like it's fun, it's enjoyable. And yeah, I just have the best teammates, the best coaches and staffs, like everyone. Like, it's just nice.
Do you miss home?
My freshman year, I would miss home like every single day. But now it's okay. But I do talk to them like every day.
So what are your goals for the rest of the SEC season?
We want the rings. That's obviously our main goal. But yeah, just to enjoy and play as a team and just see what this season has for us. But yeah, the ring is what we're going for.
So we're seeing the growth of women's sports all over the place. Of course, the women's college basketball tournament drew more viewers to that final game than ESPN had ever drawn for a men's or women's basketball game. Yeah. Being a women's tennis player during this time, especially in the college space, how important do you think it is to continue to grow women's sports?
I feel like it's a big thing that now women in sport are being recognized more than before. And it just helps us as women because it's tough for us. I mean, I can give an example of one athlete, Faith Kipyegon. She's a Kenyan. She's long distance. She's a world record holder and she was a mother and she came back and broke like three records. So I would say it's just a good thing to see that women in sport are being appreciated. My name is Angelo Butoi and I am on the rise.
This has been an episode of On the Rise, a Tennis Channel podcast in partnership with Behind the Racket. It's produced by Molly Getman and Lyric Bowditch. Join us next time to continue our conversation about women's college tennis. This is Perry Scheinen, On the Rise.